Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Enough of those wacky advanced stats. Let's give you some simple ones to help you draft wide receivers in your fantasy leagues. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I've got four simple stats for you. Here's number one. Heath, it's like a simple, those like complex sentences. You know, it's a little messy. So Keenan Allen has been a top 12 PPR wide receiver in 5 straight seasons. Bam, there's your simple stat. But, I'm going to throw a but in there. Last year was the first year in those 5 seasons he didn't lead his team in receiving. Does that matter at all?
I saw there was a little debate on Twitter about Mike Williams, and I had made the comment that I actually had Mike Williams in my projections projected for more fantasy points this year than Keenan Allen. And there are some people who are ranking Mike Williams ahead of Keenan Allen. So I think there's at least a tiny bit of concern that Mike Williams could be the actual number one wide receiver for the Chargers.
Yeah, it's an easier case to make in non or half PPR. Right?
It is, yeah. But like, how far apart did they finish in full PPR last year?
I mean, why would you ask me a question that I don't know the answer to? This is not the full-length show here.
It's FFT and 5. Yeah, I just assumed. I thought when you put Keenan Allen in the notes that you had all the Keenan Allen information.
255.8 points for Keenan Allen, 244.6 points for Mike Williams.
So not far at all.
Despite 30 more catches for Keenan Allen. All right. Number two, over the last 5 seasons, this one's from Heath. Only Keenan Allen and Davante Adams have more catches than Travis Kelce. Over the last 5 seasons, only Allen and Davante Adams have more catches than Kelce.
And he did that with Tyreek Hill. He might catch 200 passes this season if he stays healthy.
So what does that mean? That to me says he should be a top 6 pick, you know, or it at least wouldn't be crazy to take him there.
Well, I definitely think that he and Mark Andrews should be drafted in the first round.
He's so much better than Mark Andrews. Come on.
Mark Andrews might be in the same situation. He might have 100 catches this year too.
Heath, listen, there have only been 2 wide receivers in the last 5 years who have more catches than Travis Kelce, Heath.
That's right. Awesome.
Anyway, in PPR is number 3. In PPR, and this is his worst format, Mike Evans, his worst format is PPR. 8 seasons in the NFL, he's been a top 14 wide receiver in 6 of those 8 seasons. That's a pretty good floor if that is, in fact, Mike Evans' floor in full PPR.
Yeah, I finally have caved on the Chris Godwin fear, and I now fear the start of the season for Chris Godwin as well. And so I've moved Mike Evans, I think, up to 8th in my PPR rankings. Like the last 2 seasons, the way he's done it, I still believe is completely and entirely unsustainable. I do not believe he will do that thing again. But if there's no Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin doesn't start the year, he may get 130 targets like he used to, and then he could still be a top 8 wide receiver.
Last simple stat, Deebo Samuel and Ja'Marr Chase, is again from Heath, by the way. Deebo Samuel and Ja'Marr Chase were the first 2 wide receivers to average at least 18 yards per catch on 120 or more targets since Josh Gordon. This does not happen. Their seasons were hyper-efficient last year, Deebo Samuel and Ja'Marr Chase.
Can you guess the only player to do it twice in their career?
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, the second best wide receiver.
Third best wide receiver ever, yeah.
I think for those 2, it's a good reminder of like why something probably has to change next year for them to match their production. In Samuel's case, the carries can't change, but you look at the guys who have done that, Josh Gordon, Vincent Jackson, Victor Cruz, Brandon Lloyd, Steve Smith once, Torrey Holt once, Randy Moss twice. It's a bunch of guys who did it once. They're going to need more volume next year to match that production because they're not going to average 18 yards a catch most likely. Unless Ja'Marr Chase might, because he might be Randy Moss.
He might. His rookie season, pretty similar to Randy Moss's rookie season. Amazing year. All right, those are some simple stats for you. We'll have more for you on Fantasy Football Today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.